Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just break. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Everyone, how's it going? I'm hoping you're having a great week. I, for one, am having an amazing week. Busy, but it's been an amazing week. I'm hoping that you got off and you got on a great start. We had the holiday Monday, and I hope it was a great opportunity for you to make it your motivational Monday and get things going. Mountain Man is not with us today. He's actually at the circus having a good old time, and that reminds me of the fact that I actually will be having a guest on my show next month, which I actually met this gentleman on set once, working together in a movie, and he jokingly said that when I asked him what he did for a quote-unquote a real job, because we were working in background, he says to me, well, I'm a clown. I'm like, no, I know you're funny, but what do you do? He says, no, really, I'm a clown. And at the time, he was at Clown College, and he just got the word a while ago that he's actually going to meet the Ringling Barnum and Bailey's Newman Circus. And the Barnum & Bailey Circus newest clown on their clown team. So that'll be interesting. We're going to have him. Tony's going to be here. He's a really funny comedian, real funny guy, and I can't wait to have him on the show. We have some really amazing things going on in the New England area. We've got a couple of premieres coming up that I'm really excited about. The 21st, we have a premiere coming up. My guest, Shelley, is going to actually talk a little bit more about that. And on October 28th, we also have a premiere called The Suitcase. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. And then November 5th, we have another premiere coming up that I'm really excited about. And I'm actually going to have Eric Eastman. He's the leading man in this movie. He's actually going to be on the show on Wednesday the 4th. So he's going to be talking about it. And I'm actually trying to get the driving force behind this movie, the director and the producer. She's an amazing woman, and I'm trying to get her on the show as well. So, just to get going, remember, wish for Wednesday. What are you wishing for? Let's make it happen. You sit there and you go, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want. We'll turn that want into a wish. And it's funny because someone said, wishing means that it's wanting things you can't have. Well, not necessarily. What you want to do is on Wish for Wednesday, you want to turn it around and actually write down the things that you want to make happen in your life and do it. I mean, just look at all the people around you that have actually made something happen. Remember, every thought, every creation on this planet started somewhere, somehow. From the shuttle going to the moon, to the car we ride in every day, to the computer that I'm staring at right now. Every technology, everything always started as one tiny thought in someone's brain of, wow, I wonder what it would be like if fill in the blank. Well, you need to fill in that blank. If there's things that you want to do and you want to accomplish, don't be afraid to do it. Just write them down, get them going, even if it's a tiny little step. If you're thinking about wanting to work out, run up and down your stairs for 2 flights. Who cares? That's more than you did yesterday, and tomorrow you do a couple more stairs. Remember, I think it was Martin Luther King that said it, everything starts with the first step. You have to have the faith that even if you're going up the stairs in the dark, the steps will be there. It's a matter of just taking them and having faith in yourself and the courage to hold on to that railing and don't let go. With that said, I have Shelly. And let me see if she can hear me. Shelly,
hello?
You there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi,
yes, Shelly.
I can hear you. Hi, Shelly Nunchuk in the house. Yes, I know. We technically adopted each other because I always wanted a little sister, and even though I do have two, we didn't grow up together. And Shelly always wanted an older sister, which she now has. She has an older brother, too, right?
Yes, and his name is Ahura Z, and I love him.
I'm telling you, this man is amazing. His wife is an amazing woman, his daughter, everybody up there. We're working on a project with them. We talked a little bit about that last week, but we're going to cover it a little bit more now. But it's not even just the movie, right, Shelly? It's all the other stuff that we're actually learning. It's been like college.
Yeah, it's like unbelievable, and since I just had a birthday, they made me a very special birthday cake.
Yes, I'm telling you right now, it was the funniest thing, and we got to share this with our listeners. So I'll tell you the listeners the part I know, and then Shelly's got to fill in the rest. We're actually in the studio because we have to learn choreography for sword fight scenes and martial arts scenes, and there's even a couple of dance scenes in there, which are going to be wicked cool. So we're actually going through all this choreography, and we're working with the little kids because there's some little kids in the movie as well. And all of a sudden, Sonari, which is Ahura's wife, says, Shelly, stand up here and pose for me, right? So what were you thinking when she said that to you?
Well, see, I had, like, my martial arts clothes on because I figure I'm going to go and work out with my big brother, Ahura. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to take pictures for the film. This is cool because I got my gi on, my couple weight of clothing, my headband. I says, yeah, I can check. Oh, this is cool. Picture opportunity. So I was like, yeah, this is cool. So the next morning when I was leaving, they says, we got a surprise for you. So they says, come out. And my mouth is dropped. I've never had a cake for this. My dream is to work with my idol, Jackie Chan. And I just, like, when I saw the cake, there was a picture of me right next to Jackie Chan, and I was like, I put her on my Facebook and one of my upload mobile pictures, and I just started crying. And you know what Ahura said? He said, these are things to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm just bawling, and it's like, I bawl when I'm happy, I'm bawling when I'm crying, and it's just something, it was like a good crying. He says, see, I don't care what anybody says, you are going to work with Jackie Chan. So,
and the funny thing is that the picture was just, it looked like you were literally standing next to him because you're in your, you know, in your pose with your hands up ready to fight. And Jackie Chan is doing the exact same thing but in an opposite direction. And it was just an incredibly done picture that it looked like you two were standing next to each other. And the fact is that you're all serious and Jackie Chan's got this laugh on his face. So it was perfect. I loved it. I thought it was the best thing ever.
And I kept saying, because they took part of his nose off, they wanted to save a certain part for me. It says, which one can we cut for everyone and stuff like this? So I said, oh, this is the cape. So part of his nose was missing. So I go, look, you know how they say to, like, little kids, look, I got your nose. And that's what I was saying, because it was like, we had part of his nose, like, you got your nose. I know that sounds silly, but, you know, I think of very silly things.
Well, it was funny because we had these little kids that we were working with, and that's what you kept doing with one of the little ones. You said, you kept saying to one of the little ones, oh, I got your nose. And so it was like a running joke that, oh, yeah, Shelly's got everybody's nose now kind of thing. So it was pretty funny that they remembered that and actually incorporated it into your birthday.
Yeah, and now, it's like I feel blessed too, you know?
Oh, yeah, it was funny. And like I said, it's like, you know, you get these roles that, because how long have you been acting, Shelly, now?
It's just a couple of years, but I, just going back looking like I had taken a stunt class, like, I found these videos, and I put it on our film space, and I was like, I look back at it, and it's like, where I started to where I am right now, I was just like, no way, because it's silly looking of what I started, and like a couple of people, they started at the same time, and they're like, getting into the big films now, and I'm going, oh, my God, that was only a couple years ago. And to where I'm standing right now, I'm just, like, in awe because I was, like, to be working with a production company for the rest of my life doing something I love, it's not even about money. It's about that inner happiness, which I know a lot of people, they can make lots of money in this world, mm-hmm. but they will never find what I feel inside. You can't buy that, and it's like a feeling of completion. And because I'm doing it for myself, I'm not doing it to impress any men or anything like that, but to build a resume so I can work with my idol, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that we're both fairly new to this because life kept getting in the way and, you know, a lot of things happened. And I haven't been able to be doing this full time. I started last year. I think it was like July of last year was when I got my first background role and have actually been able to get involved. So to actually come across a situation where you and I were actually advised of these auditions and we went to it, and then to wind up realizing that you just landed a major role. Granted, we're not getting paid, but we know the caliber of work that this person does. We've already seen his first project and what it's done. It's already being submitted, and one of them has already been submitted to a film festival. So we know that these movies are going somewhere.
Yeah, and
for
just...
you and I to actually come across each other and realize that not only did we just land this major part because we are two of the main characters in this movie, but also the fact that we're being taught, well, we're brushing up on the martial arts we already know, but they're also doing the sword fighting, the horseback riding, the dancing, and all this other stuff. It just blows your mind.
Yeah, and I'm not a dancer or anything. There's a couple things, like, I've learned that I might learn at a slower pace, but it's like if people are patient with me, especially my big brother, Ohori, he goes, you know, Shelly, it's not that you can't do it. You just learn slower. You just learn different than other people, because I felt stupid most of my life because how teachers were so bad to me growing up where I was, and people said, oh, you're stupid. And it's like when you're a kid, a student, you're supposed to mm-hmm. ask questions. And like the time of where I went to school in Revere, Massachusetts, the teachers got so sick of me asking questions because I wanted to learn, and I couldn't get it as fast as everyone else, and the teachers finally told me to shut up and sit down and stop asking so many questions. So because right. I was so scared, teachers, you know, they were adults, and it's like being intimidated. I says, all right, so I stopped asking questions, and I started, couldn't understand things, and I was like, felt like I was the stupidest kid in the world in the school, and it's like I used to get yelled at home, and people were like, well, why aren't you learning and stuff? And I couldn't express myself because you're a kid and you're afraid of adults.
Well, that's very true, and it's very frustrating for a child that wants to learn when they're asking questions and they're basically being told to shut up. And, I mean, you know, you have a classroom with 30 kids or whatever, and the teacher just has to point, they're like, you know what, I'm just here to try to get across this curriculum and stuff. So they don't have the ability to answer questions, but by the same token, they don't realize the damage that they're doing, because I've been very close with you, working with you, seeing some of the things you've done, the conversations, your writings. You're a very smart woman. And for a woman of your intelligence to be in this setting where they actually made you feel stupid to the point that you even held back a little bit when you got older in trying new things, it's kind of a really sad thing. And that's why it's so important to learn how to mentor kids. Like, and I'll include myself in this. We don't think in the box. We think outside the box. And like you said, you mm-hmm. need someone to explain something to you. And, I mean, and it's not that you don't pick it up quickly. I mean, it's just that you need it to be explained and shown to you because you're very visual. And I noticed mm-hmm. that when someone teaches you something, you just need to look at it and do it. And scenario is just amazing. Like, I personally would never think, if I actually attempted dancing for like a year, I took dance classes, and I finally said, you know, two left feet, two right hands, not for me. I love dancing. I could do it on my own, but learning choreography and that, I just felt, like you said, dumb because I just didn't learn like everybody else.
Yeah.
And then to come across someone like them, yeah.
Yeah. I just, even though from what I learned, it's like, even though I didn't have a happy childhood and I went through, I don't want to get in too much detail right now because we only have like an hour show, But
yeah,
it's like just
me,
because
me like
yeah,
a year.
Yeah. It's like, because I gotta talk about positive things too, about some positive influences and stuff. But a quick
right.
thing to say, just because you have a childhood that you're not happy, it should make you grow into adult and understand when you have something good happen to you, you appreciate it more, and you should realize that you shouldn't be selfish when you get older, because you realize how bad things were, so you can change your life as an adult. You don't have to, like, my parents don't owe me anything. Just because the stuff that bad happened to me when I was little, I still believe my parents don't owe anything to me at all, and I love them
right.
very much. Do you know
exactly.
what I'm saying? That's some of the things, yeah.
You know, and Sally, that's really important, because a lot of people spend their whole adulthood being bitter or angry over whatever happened and blaming their parents for all the things they didn't do, instead of saying, okay, whatever happened, happened. That's irrelevant. The reality is that we always have the opportunity to try new things. And like you, for example, I think we talked about it on the last show. You were in your 30s when you took up martial arts, your late 20s, early 30s. And it was the same thing with me. I was in my late 30s when I took up martial arts full time. I mean, I had tried them in my late 20s, but I was in between babies because I was
yeah.
married, and I was at that age where I was having kids. So, yeah, I remember actually going to the dojo with my youngest in the carriage, and some of the parents there would watch him for me while I did karate. So it's never too late. It is never too late to try anything new. And just tell us a little bit, Shelley, what are some of the things that you're discovering about yourself working on this project, on the Falkir movie?
Well,
you didn't think you'd get out of it.
The thing is, because of my age, because I'm 39, a lot of people, they make me feel like I have some sort of disease, because since I'm 39, I don't have children. And a lot of people, because I'm so kind-hearted and I'm very good with kids, they're like, you would make such a wonderful mother. And I'm sitting there, and in a way, it's kind of heartbreaking, because people, like, they can put you down because they look at you like something's wrong with you, because at my age, I don't have kids. And I'm like, you know something? I know how to treat children. And it's like how people say, they're like, well, how would you know, you don't have kids, this and that? But I have a heart. And it's like, when I see kids, and you know how some people have kids and they treat them really mean, and it was like, you know, you could give me your kids, I could do a hell of a lot better job than they could. And
right.
to be blessed on set, I'm around so many children, and I'm around animals, and I've, like, always had a compassion for animals. I have two cats, and I just, it's just something my whole life. Kids have always been drawn to me, and animals, like, I thought I would find them, but my mother says, Shelley, you don't find them, they find you. And
that's
I feel very
true.
Blessed.
Right, and one of the things, Shelley, just to stop you there real quick, it boggles my mind how people, well-meaning people, think that they have to pigeonhole you into this thing, that you have to be like everybody else. And that doesn't make any sense, because not everybody is going to do everything. It's almost like they think that the universe has this timeline that college, you know, high school, college, kids, marriage, blah, blah. And it's not like that. It's at our own cadence. And what people don't realize, that the amount of good that you're doing in the world because of your gift with children and being able to reach out to them, if you were married and if you did have your own child, you wouldn't have the time and the ability to reach out to all these other children, because you'd be so busy in your own life. And
yeah.
people don't see that, because they just want everybody to be the same, and I don't understand why that is.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that you've discovered about yourself? Because originally you and I both went into this going, oh, it's a great movie role, but now we're in the ends of pre-production, we're getting ready to start filming, and I'm sitting there going, oh my God, this kind of thing, because it was something that I just was amazed at all the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, well, the things I'm finding out about myself is I'm really learning to accept myself more, and I'm learning,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I'm not a bad person. The way I've been treated most of my life, people have always put me down, whether it's what
mm-hmm.
I sound like, what I look like, or, you know, I don't look like this type of girl or that type of girl. And people have made me feel so ugly, because especially in this business, I'm at the point where, you know something, it's not all about beauty. It's about personality. And I have this biggest personality that's so huge that I can take on the world. And I know for a fact that if I was to sit down and speak with my idol, Jackie Chan, he would enjoy a conversation with me, because I have so much in common. We both grew up poor, he has like this accent where when he speaks English, people make fun of him. And it's
right.
like, I have this Boston accent. Like, we have way too much in common. Like I know everything about Jackie Chan, his background, read everything, and, like, seen all his films and stuff like that. And I've been watching stuff about Jackie Chan since I was 10 years old. And the first time I saw him was in a Cannonball Run film. I didn't know who he was. It's just my, like, I hung around with all the boys, and they were like, oh, you got to see this film. It's really cool. And I'm, like, looking at Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise for Captain Chaos. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a superhero. And then it's like I saw this one thing, and this is where I remember the first time I saw Jackie Chan. There was a part where he couldn't speak English. He was in a car, and he got out of this, like, super electronic car, and it was really cool and everything. He stood there, and his smile is the best thing about him, because it's just something wonderful about him. He stood there, and they were ready to, like, attack him. He jumped up in there and kicked him and just did everything, and that was the first thing that I've known about Jackie Chan. The first time I've ever seen him on screen, I was like, oh, he's cool, and I was just like, I was so amazed with this man, and that was when I was 10 years old. And I've seen him through the years, and every time a guy has broken my heart, I've had a heartbreak. People, like, going through things in my family and going things with my friends and crying with deaths in my family. Jackie Chan has always had a film on TV, and I'm going, oh, my God. Every time I'm crying myself to sleep,
right.
I'm going, his film comes on. I go, what the heck is going on? Every time I turn around, something Jackie Chan, and it's like, people are like, you're so obsessed. But I go, people don't understand. Every time I was sad, if I was crying myself to sleep, Jackie Chan was on the TV. That has got to mean something. And it never clicked onto me until a few years ago when I really started getting into him and, like, getting into martial arts. And now it's like, I'm working with a production company. Whoa. Whoa.
Right.
And they love me. I have people. I was like, I've got a big sister. I got a big brother. I've got family. And I'm going, no, it's amazing. For me, I'm just like, people love me. And it's like, it's not being, like, thinking, trying to be snob or anything. It's like, it's happiness. And it's like, I want to share it with the world, because I know there's kids out there that read stuff that I write, and it's like, there was one girl, I'm not going to say her name, but she wanted to commit suicide, and I'm going, oh, my God, and she would talk to me, and I'm going, I guess she reads my stuff, and kids read my stuff, and it actually stopped her from committing suicide, and people like, oh, my God, I go, that's why I write, because when you do that, and you're writing from the heart, I mean, they say don't write too much personal stuff, but when you write from your heart, and you write positive things, it does affect people, and people don't realize that's why I write the way I do.
Right. Well, it does. That's the reality, that people don't understand the influence that you can have, and sometimes people forget that. It's usually people like you and me that aren't your average cookie cutters. We're different. We're outside the box. We think outside the box. Those are the ones that go out and can make a difference, because we know it's kind of like the been there, done that kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I can't get over the fact that people are always like, even in my case, thank goodness my kids are supportive, because no matter what I decide to do, they're like, go get them, because that was the attitude we had with them. Whereas some people that I know, they're like, you know, you're too old for this, you're too old for that, or people tell me I want to do this, but I can't because my family thinks I'm, you know, I'm like, you're, where do you get the thing about too old? Or you're not in a box yet, you're not dead, it's never too late. I mean, look at that lady that was in Titanic a few years back. She was in her 80s when she got her Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
So the opportunity, you never know where it's going to be. And that was one of the things that, especially my husband, because he went up with me when I went to the audition in Maine, it blew his mind when he saw the women that got picked to be in this movie. Because we're not cookie-cutter Hollywood type.
No,
you know,
and that's...
All the women are strong, they're independent, and just the looks are so varied and so different, and that's what got me the most about the fact that this project is just amazing. And all this stuff, like, I remember, was it 2 weeks ago, you're like, my arms are killing me. And now, what are some of the things, I know you mentioned that a project, actually a premiere you're going to be going to?
Well, there's two things that I want to give two plugs to, because it's one thing I'm involved, and I want to say about a very positive influence that this actor has on me that I've actually met, and I talk on the phone every once in a while. Can I talk about him first, and then the little thing that
I do,
the video?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep.
There's a guy that I absolutely think is so cute and is so adorable, and if he hears this, he might get a little embarrassed and turn red, but it has to be told, because he's one of our Boston boys, and I just believe he should be up there with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. His name is Jay Giannone. And the fact is, he's been in the business quite a long time, and he lives in L.A., but the thing is, the man himself has not forgotten his Boston roots. He has the authentic Boston accent, but the thing is, the stuff that he's been in, like, I try to write some stuff down so I'd remember it. He was in Gone Baby Gone and The Departed and Three Kings,
right.
And it's like, there was actually a film festival that I went to, like, a couple times I've met him, like, I've met him in Fenway. It was just, like, one of those weird things. I saw him on the street, and I think he was waiting for a friend, and I was actually, I can't remember who I was with, but I was, like, I went up to him, I had my baseball cap on, and it's, like, I've been writing to him, I have him on my Facebook account and stuff, and I'm, like, oh, Jay, you know, this is Shelly Nunchucks, and blah, 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 this and that. He's, like, oh, you know, and it's, like, he gave me his telephone number, and it's, like, the thing that the man did. Okay, now this is someone who's been in it for a long time, and people think someone that could go out to LA, they're going to become snobby and stuff like this with everything that he's done. The thing is, he actually talked to me open and honestly, but at the same time very kind. And I told him about my dream. He goes, Shelly, I'm going to tell you the truth. It is very hard. You want to work with Jackie Chan. I'm not going to say that you can't and that it's not impossible. What you have to do is you have to work for it. And he's the first one who's been in the business. He didn't put me down at nothing. He's been in it for a long time. And he turned around. He was very kind to me. He says, what you got to do is you got to work for it. That's what he told me. And that inspired me. And for someone that's been doing all these films, and it's like I've been to a film festival like to see a film that he made, A Diamond in the Rough, and it was really funny. I actually enjoyed it. And he does his own action scenes and stuff. And I think he actually worked with some of Jackie Chan's stunt people. For him to turn around and just be that kind to me and that compassion, I was just like, there's really something special about this guy, and I truly believe he should be, like, up there, like, as one of the best Boston actors, and I don't know why he doesn't get enough recognition, and that's why tonight I just want to do a little plug for his film next week. It's it's called Scalpers, and the premiere is October 21st at 7:30, and I think you can go to scalpersthemovie.com, and there's ticket info on scalpersthemovie.com, and since I can't pronounce it right, it's like S-C-A-L-P-E-R-S, themovie.com, and I think it's,
the people that scalp tickets. Now, quick question, where is the premiere going to be?
I think it's at Tequila Rain. I could be wrong, but it's on the site, and I actually have a little paragraph where he got this fund, and I just don't want to start crying because this is based on his life. Because it's like today, why I'm plugging this for him tonight, because what I was like, since he's inspired me, I was writing stuff like about his tickets on a thing on Our Film Space. And it seems like anytime I do a premiere or something, somebody, there's always haters and people that are mean. If for someone to say this, all I was doing was promoting tickets for Jay, and someone says, you know, I don't like Jay and a lot of people don't like him, posted it, and I'm going, like, are you for real? Do you even know what this guy is about? And it's like, I asked Jay.
And that's
like,
one of the things that we, like, that's one of the premise for my show is that, you know, these are people that are going out on a limb, basically, to do something that's above and beyond the ordinary. And it boggles my mind how quick people are to point out, well, I don't like this and I don't like that. The reality is that it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. Like, for example, this kid, Jay, from Boston, he's been in, you know, Gone Baby Gone. He was in The Departed. He's done some other movies as well. As we're talking about, it's like, it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. There's people out there that like him. I personally think he's one of the greatest actors I've seen. Totally underrated. You're absolutely right with that. And I think that he's going to definitely go places. Because I even remember before you even brought it up, watching him in these movies, and I'm going, wow, this kid is really got something going here that he's going to go places.
Yeah,
so, and you're right. And it just boggles my mind that people are so quick to point out stuff they don't like in reality. And that's what we were talking about this earlier. I was like, it's the thing that, you know, some people really need to focus more on their own life and their own health. Instead of criticizing others. And I think that's where it comes from, too. Sometimes people aren't as happy as they'd like to be with their own life, and it's easier just to criticize other people than to focus on what's going on in their life and fix it. So he's going to be so the premiere is going to be at Rain. It's going to be, you're going to be going, I assume?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely be going. And it's like, I even took a paragraph from his little, like a little biography, since it's really sad. And I was like, I work at a fitness center, and it's like I couldn't get this thing off the phone, like the computer off my phone, so my friend Janine posted it on my Facebook, and my mouth almost dropped. And these people that want to criticize Jay Giannoni do not know what this poor guy had gone through at a very young age. And would I be able to just read this small paragraph for this guy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It says, I'm taking this from the site. It says, Scalpers was inspired by the true life events that had taken place in the life of actor, writer, producer, and award-winning director Jay Giannoni. Jay was a third-generation ticket scalper after his dad and grandfather. After losing his dad, who was murdered, he had to make the transition from boy to man almost instantaneously. At age 10, he had no choice but to earn his own money on the streets. By 11, he was in jail. Jay, being a diehard Boston sports fan, found sporting events to be a place of serenity, particularly the old Boston Garden and historic Fenway Park, which were the main places where Jay's creative mind took him. Acquiring tickets was not an easy task. It was a hustle. Jay learned how the business could be lucrative and embarked on a 20-year run, scalping tickets and hustling the streets to support himself and to his family. And for people, for me to see this, and I'm just like almost starting to cry, what this man has gone through. And it just boggles my mind how people can sit there and just criticize when they don't even know what this man has gone through to get where he is today.
Well, see, and that's the reality of it. And the thing is, if you really look at people in general, anybody that has accomplished anything worth mentioning has gone through some type of trial or tribulation. And like you said, it's usually the people that really aren't doing much with their lives that are so quick to point fingers when they don't know anything that's going on. And it takes guts to come out and be able to share your whole life with the whole world, and then have people point and, you know, pick at it. And that's part of the beast in this business when you're in the acting business or any type of business like that. And it takes courage. And I'm glad that he was willing to take the chance and to share his talent with us, because, like I said, this guy is definitely going to go places. And I also will be going to the premiere, and I'm kind of hoping that I can actually get him on the show earlier in the day and then just broadcast the premiere, the talk show pre-recorded, because I think it would be a great opportunity to get him to share his life and some of the projects that he's been involved with.
Yeah, the funniest thing is when you see, like, his roles, except for the comedic one that he did himself, and it's like he was in a dress, I was, like, just laughing because it was something where he was this poor schlub that was trying to, like, become an actor, and I just couldn't stop laughing because the things he went through, and it was, like, a cute thing, but that it's, like, most of his roles, I mean, if you speak with him in person, he's very just laid back and stuff, and he's very, like, well-spoken and very kind. But then when he's doing these roles, and it's, like, the action roles, and it's, like, he's playing a druggie and all this stuff, I'm going, that's Jay? That's Jay? I was like, no way, and this is how you know, oh, yeah, that's acting. And I'm sitting here going, my dear God, Jay is so really good at what he does. And it's, like, when he was in Three Kings, I didn't even know this was him. He played I don't know if it was an Iraqi soldier or something like this, sniper, and he was talking in another language, and you're like, when you look back on it, go, that's Jay! And it's like, I was like, oh my God, when I saw, I didn't see Gone Baby Gone in the theaters, rented it from, like, I think the dollar DVD from Redbox or something like that, mm-hmm. And when I saw him sitting in the bar, I'm going, oh my God, that's Jay! And it's like, seeing these films, and it's like, you've seen these films, but I didn't realize he was in the films, but then it's like you realize I'm going on his page, and it's like, he did that? That's him. I was like, oh, that's Jay. And you have to take a second look. It's like, yes, I did see Jay. I'm like, oh, my God, that's Jay. That's Jay. Oh, my God, that's how excited. And when I'm in the theater seeing this stuff, like film festivals, I'm jumping up and down. I go, yay, Jay. And it's like doing this stuff, I get so excited because I go, that Bob Austin boy, and he should be up there with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. I don't care what anybody says, but I adore him.
I actually see him going that way because, like I said, and I'm the type that because I haven't had the opportunity to actually act full-time till about a year and a half ago, but I've been around it with, you know, helping my boys that are involved in the business and background stuff and drama and all this stuff. Trust me, I know talent when I see it, and it's like, it just boggles your mind. And it's kind of funny, too. I remember the first time that I ran across some of his stuff, I'm like, wait, I know this kid. Like, I know this kid. And then it's like, oh, yeah, that's who it was. And then it just blew my mind that, you know, he's doing what he's doing. It's a really cool thing. Now, you also have another premiere you're going to be going to.
Well, what was it? There's actually a couple of things that I can't think of the top of my head. But Friday night, I've been waiting all summer for this video to come out, and I think it's going to be submitted to BET and MTV. It's
right.
called Feel. It's a music video. It's got a really good beat to it and stuff. You can work out to it, and it's a two-part video, but the part that I was in, I've actually worked with the studio before. It's called Triceps' Studio with Crosby and Lazarus, and I've actually, I was in a pilot for a TV series called All for One, which they're trying to get on like a satellite network or something on Colors. I think they're trying to get it on there, and I played a receptionist in this TV series in the pilot, and they're still working on that, get that on national TV. But this video called Fia, what they did is the pop that I was in, I was so happy about this because since these guys are, they like all martial arts stuff, and they played the guy Lazarus, he's actually a boxer, and he likes martial arts and stuff, and he actually played as like a bad ninja in this thing called Gangland Gossip. Well, they rap and stuff like this, so what they did, we went to a dance club, and they were like, yeah, anybody wants to come, you know, fill in extras, and they knew, like, I like using nunchucks. So just picture this, because the singer Usher doesn't even have this stuff. I'm on the dance floor, and it was like, you know, try to be careful, because around the whole dance floor, there's mirrors. And what they did is they had a camera on a tripod on wheels, and how it gets me to, like, really use nunchucks is, like, when I, like, listen to the beat of music, and it's, like, it goes with my heart, it goes with the rhythm, and I start feeling it, and I get very excited, and my blood's pumping. So as I'm hearing the song keeps going on, I'm like, you guys ready? And they're like, okay. So I start swinging nunchucks all around, and what they did is, like, first Crosby had the camera facing the mirror and bounced bounced it off the mirror to me, swinging the nunchucks around. And then what they did is, like, they had the camera go all around me, kept circling me. And I'm not really too sure how much that's in the video, but the other thing is, too, I don't play, like, the hoochie mommy shake your butt, you know, kind of thing in videos, but we would dance on the dance floor, and it's like I wanted to act like the guys. And you know how, like, the rappers, they cross their arms and stuff like this? So Crosby's, like, has the camera
that's
up
so
to his
funny.
Face. And he's like, you know how the guys, they play tough and says, you know what, I'm doing this, right? I'm going to do that, right? So I stood there, nodded my, you know, give him the gun signal and stuff like that. Crosby and Lazarus, they're talking and rapping to the camera. So I'm, like, being like a bodyguard beside Crosby, folding my arms and doing this stuff. I was like, yeah, this is fun. And, like, because I didn't even know they wanted me more on the dance floor. And Crosby was like, Shelly, come here. And I was like, okay. So I'm just standing there while dancing. I was like, I don't know what's going to be in the video of me, because it's like, you know, it's about the singers and stuff. But the fact is, they're open-minded. Nobody else in the music industry has a woman with nunchucks, even if it's a little bit. I mean, come on, who can you even recall any music people having, like, a woman martial artist or anything with nunchucks on the dance floor? I was like, I'm just excited even with a few parts, because it's like, for me, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it's a big deal, because it's the opportunity to do the thing that you know how to do, and the fact that, like you said, it's not something that's commonly done. Now, the other thing is that's going to be coming up. We'll give David a plug. David Garfield's got the re-release coming out. He did a premiere a couple months ago. I wasn't able to go because I was in a film shoot in Connecticut, in the deep woods of Connecticut. And
That's right, the suitcase.
Suitcase on the 28th, that's coming out. That's going to be at the Arlington Region Theater. And that's the director's cut, so that's another great thing. And there's actually going to be a couple of trailers as well, too, on that night.
Yeah, and it's like, because I actually seen it, the other one, and I was just like, it's kind of an Alfred Hitchcock kind of twist to it. And it's like, I'm going, when I first saw the trailer, right, I swear to God, it's like, you see, like, I'm not really, like, some artsy things I'm into, and you're like, what the heck is this? But I was like, when I was looking,
right,
I was like, the suitcase, it's evil. Oh, my God, this thing is evil. It's just because it catches your interest, and it's going, David is demented. Because you're thinking, it's like, oh, my God,
yeah,
you know, it's like, he's
it
very
is.
Nice. Yes.
And you're right. And the funny thing is that, well, David is actually David Garfield. He wrote it. He starred in it. He directed it. And I'm pretty sure he was the executive producer as well. And it sounds funny, kind of like that, you know, Bugs Bunny's at first, second, third, and fourth. But a lot of times when you see movies that one person has a lot to do with it, they're really not that good, because they just get too much into the. But David Garfield hit a home run with this one, because just for the fact that, you're right, it does give you. It keeps you hooked. And my funniest way of gauging something is when we were at the premiere for Annie Korea, My husband saw the trailer for The Suitcase, and he looked at me and went, oh, I want to see that.
Yeah, because it's like...
Because it did. It piqued your interest.
It's interesting. And it's like,
yeah.
I can't say anything because I've seen it, because it's like, you go, because, you know, you look at Dave and you're like, you know, he looks like a normal guy, right? So it's like you're watching the film and as it's going on, they go, oh, my God. Is David, like,
right.
Does he have a split personality or something? You're going, he's, like, kind of demented. Is he, like,
he's
the Stephen King of Massachusetts or something?
Yeah, no,
huh?
He's an amazing actor because I've seen David in all these different roles. And granted, you know, David does a lot of background work, but he really sells you on whatever background work he's doing. He's not one of these people that are like, all right, I'm just breathable furniture. I'm just, no. If they tell him you're a cameraman, he does it. If they tell him you're going to be a reporter, he does it. Whatever part they're telling him he's doing, he really takes it and he goes with it. And I had seen that in him in a couple of movies where we worked background. But then to see him actually be able to get all that talent out, I was like, oh, my goodness, that is crazy. And you're right, because you know the guy and you're looking at him and then you see him up there on the screen and you're like, does he really have a split personality? Because he's just an amazing actor, how he just goes into that character and makes it so real.
Yeah, because it's like, it's just like with me, right? When I go on set now, like, I actually, like, when I get bored, I need something to do. I either bring my Jackie Chan book, the thing that's about him, and I'll read it over and over again. Or what I do is I practice with nunchucks, and I keep them in my pocketbook. And the thing is, like, people that don't know me, they don't expect this, and it's so funny because I was like, you know, going out even by myself, it's always good to have protection and stuff like that. And it's like, so I'm sitting on set, and it's like I'm bored, and I was like, yeah, I have nunchucks and blah, 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 martial arts, and people are like, oh. So then I go to, like, you know, downtime, I pull them out, start swinging around, and people's mouths drop. They go, you weren't kidding. You really have nunchucks in your bag. I go, yeah. I says, you think I was kidding? No, it's their mouths drop.
Yes, they do.
It's like, it's because it's not like, for someone, it's not normal. For me, I was like, oh, that's just Shelly Nunchucks. And people know, like, oh, that's just Shelly Nunchucks. That's kind of normal for me because it's like, I'm trying to learn more and more of how to use them, but it's actually for more of an artist thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Keeps me, like, to work out, and it's like from keep from being boring, and it keeps my mind on track and everything. That's why I do, and I actually enjoy using them. And it's like, in actuality, they actually glow. They have, like, you have to put batteries in them, but the batteries die, and they light up like a red light, and it would be, like, really cool.
That killed me, because when I actually saw you, because I've seen you, like, a little bit, but when I actually saw you the other day when you were actually practicing, because we... the director, Ahura, was talking about maybe incorporating that part into one of the scenes in the movie. And it was funny to see you because it's like, it's cool with the music and everything. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, these glow. I'm like, oh, my goodness, that would be so cool.
Yeah, because I've gotten better.
You're doing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like I still can't use it with my left hand, but doing it right. And he says, you know, the thing is, I asked him, I says, because I always wanted to do a flip and all this stuff. And he says, you want to do it, you have to work out more. And it's like when people look at me, because it's like you can't see any fat on my body. It's like I'm solid. But the thing is, in actuality, it's your joints and everything like that, because I really am older and you have to, like, you have to get them going and stuff. And he really does want to push me more in films. And this is why I very... very blessed and honored. And he's like, I don't care what anybody says about my little sister. She's going to be featured in all my films. And it's not the fact of me being a star in films, because it's like, oh, no, there's Shelly Nunchucks again. It'll make people laugh and kids can, like, watch what I'm doing. It's like you could take it like actually a horror film, like in a Korea,
right.
And you could actually have kids watch it. And it's like when we were at the premiere, do you know what I ended up doing? I ended up being with all the kids up at the front row, all the kids that were in the film, all the kids that came, and I was like, as big as it was, like,
that.
Just,
that was funny.
I felt so happy and so proud that kids swarm around me. It's just something, and it's like, this is another thing, kids love Jackie Chan, and kids just, like, love me. It's not being, like, snobby or anything like that. It's, like, not talking to myself. It's just a natural thing, because what it is like, when I'm on set, I would practically rather be around the kids instead of all, like, the drama, because it's, like, people hitting on people and all this stuff, people talking about people, what people are wearing. I don't even care about that stuff. I just want to go and learn behind the scenes, learn behind the camera, talk with other people that are like myself and get to grow. I want to grow as a human being and be more positive and be positive influence on kids, because just being a positive influence on one child, like in my life, that will make them grow as a human being and make them feel good. It's like just be a positive influence on the world. Maybe I can't change the whole world, but, you know, just my surroundings. So I feel very honored to be around my big brother.
Well, and the thing is, too, that people don't realize that one person you influence can make a big difference, because you never know what that person's going to do when they grow up or how they're going to influence the world. You don't know if they're going to turn out to be another Uhura or a David Garfield or a Jay or any of those people that we've met, and not just in the entertainment business, but just people in general. So it's an amazing thing to be able to do that. Now, you also will be going on November 5th.
I feel like Beavis when I get so happy. I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. This is what I feel like.
So funny. This has been a long time coming, because I swear, I probably thought I had known Eric Eastman my whole life for some bizarre reason. And for our listeners that are out there, I do internet networking. That's my quote-unquote business, where I do promotions for artists and all these people, and I'm always online. And I swear to goodness, right, Shelley? Even when I ran into you for the first time, it was like we've known each other forever.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with Eric.
Oh, yes. I've met him, and it's like I think he's going to be working on Valkyrie, and I'm just like, this thing, when I saw the trailer and I couldn't see because it's out in like Western Mass or something, I couldn't make it. And the other kid that's in it, it's like, I forget how it's in it, is Leo. I can't forget, I can never pronounce his last name, but I've worked with him before. And the kid, his stunts are absolutely amazing. They are jaw-dropping. And I'm just like, just the whole premise of the film, I'm just like going on and on, just thinking like, these are like guys that I could work with forever. Just like, it's just something where they're very open-minded to women, and Leo's a very, even though Leo's very young, he's like 21, 22 now, and it's just very amazing. I just can see him going the distance with his films, everything that I've seen that he's done, and if I had a chance to work with Leo again, I definitely would,
and
I'm looking forward.
Oh, yeah, this is another one, because last year, actually, when I finally did get to meet Eric, we wound up working together on a benefit we did for cancer, to raise money for the cancer walk, the breast walk. And it was funny, because that's when they were having the first time they were showing the movie, and I didn't get a chance to go see it. So it was so weird, because I remember on our film space, I went and talked to Z, she's the producer, and asked her, well, are you guys going to show it again? And she's like, that's so weird, because we are. It's going to be out November 5th. So I was really, I'm like you, I cannot wait, because Eric, he's just an imposing figure. He's an amazing actor. Like, he does the range, the improv, the comedy, the fight scenes, the serious parts, and not to get too much away from the movie, but it's just, the concept of it is really amazing, I think. And Eric.
Yeah, and the thing is, when I go to the movies, right, I always tell them they have to bring ropes, because when you, like, know someone and you know the actors, I'm not just quiet in a seat. I literally jump up and down, because when I saw the thing for Leo's little, I think it's called Little Red Riding Hood, and it's like, I guess he was behind me, and I didn't realize he was, like, really behind me. It was a small little theater, and it was in Davis Square. And when I saw the trailer, I'm like, yeah, that's Leo's thing. And it's like, then it was like, I saw the one for Jay Giannoni's film that he was in with the director, Owen Linden, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, and I'm like, Jay, I'm like, Jay, woo! And it's like, I'm just going on and on, because I was like, I can't help it. It's like, people, they have to put, beware of shelling nunchucks in theater, because I will cheer, and it's like, I don't know if that makes people happy. It's funny. It's a very funny thing. It's like, you know, when I fall in love with the cast, it's not mean like you're in love with them, but it's like, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, check, you're like, woo! Like, that's what I do in theaters, and my friend's like, oh,
I'm the same way. And plus, especially because I've been an avid lover of movies my whole life, and when you actually see someone that you know create a character, it's like you get so excited for them. Like, a couple of days ago, I went to the movie theaters to see The Invention of Lying, and my niece actually did some background work on it. And it was the first time that I actually got to see her. It wasn't one of these, okay, if you blink, you miss it. I mean, you could see her. And it was such a great moment for her, and she was so excited about it. But I was excited, too, because, like, oh, my God, there's someone I know. And you're right, you do the woohoo. So you can't wait to see this, and especially because he's the star of it. And I'm just excited. It's called Bridge Crusaders, and it's the final cut, and it's going to be out November 5th at the Regent Theater.
Mm-hmm.
7 Medford Street in Arlington. It's Thursday, November 5th at 8 p.m. The tickets are $7, but the cool thing is, too, they're going to have sword fights and belly dancing exhibitions. Rahira Sora is going to be on. She's an amazing belly dancer, which, by the way, she's going to be on my show, I think, the second week in November. I'm actually going to do, like, a belly dancing week where I'm going to have these three amazing ladies on, and I think it's going to be a good time. And I think Ash Tahang is going to be on there, too. I hope I didn't butcher her name, but she's going to be there as well. So if you guys want to check that out, it's www.bridgecrusader.com. And I'm actually going to have Eric on my show Wednesday the 4th, the day before, so he'll get to talk a little bit more about that. Let me look real quick. Now, Shelly, what are some of the other projects that you've got coming up?
I think I'm waiting for the film where I did a scene with Dennis Hurley in the film called Inventory. And let me tell you, I swore like a truck driver in that film. And
I actually saw pictures from it, and it was so funny to see that you're like, you could tell that you're like yelling at this guy, and he's like all like quiet and meek and
yeah. Because well, the thing with Dennis Hurley, it's like he plays like these nerdy kinds of roles, and mm-hmm. he's actually albino, and he sticks out like a sore thumb. He's very much laid back, and it's like he's always been very kind. And the thing is with my character, and the thing the director's name is Justin Fielding, and it's like I didn't get a script, so they had to give me the lines and had to keep doing the scenes over and over again, the lines over and over again. And the thing is,
right.
I had to get mad at Dennis. Like, there was a question, I don't want to explain it as, and I had a string bloody murder at the poor guy, and he's like, looks like he's going to poop his pants. So it's like being there, like, I'm also swinging nunchucks in the film, and it's like really swinging around, and they're filming me, and I'm climbing up ladders and doing all this stuff and doing all crazy stuff in the film. And it's like I'm being very loud, but it's also, I think I mentioned before, they took my love for Jackie Chan and put it into the character and named the character Jackie and said, like, how much I want to work with Jackie Chan. So they actually put this in the film. They wrote it in the script and put it in the film. And mm-hmm. it was just like, it's kind of weird because it's like, when you're like, you know, when someone cuts you off on a road, you could be swearing at them or something like that, you know, out on the street, a stranger. But, like, when you know someone, or feel like an adult, when you like someone, you don't want to yell at them. And it's like, ah, man, I get to yell at guys, but it's like, Dennis Hurley, he's like the sweet guy. And it's like, here I am. I have to swear like a truck driver at him and, like, yell and scream, threaten him. And the poor guy, he's just like this defenseless little thing, and he's just asking me a simple question, and here I am swearing like a mother truck driver. You know, I don't want to swear.
Oh,
I was going to
so
say
funny.
Mother. You know, so here I am. I'm going, And it's like, I felt bad afterwards. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I was giving all the guys hugs because I was just going nuts, and it's like, then they're filming stuff, and I was like, I don't know if this is going to be in the bloopers, and I do this thing, I do my exorcism thing, where, like, I do these things, I do imitations, like, I do imitation of the exorcist, like, the,
right.
the bad, evil thing, and people, like, oh my God, cause I'm, like, I say, like, you know,
oh,
just, like,
you
going
when you're
on.
Doing the and that. What is it? Oh my goodness, you had me dying. You were
I
doing
do skits and the kids yeah, it's like I do this thing and the kids make me do it on set all the time because I can sound like Gizmo's like
it's
something you control your vocal cords. And it's like I can try to do it right now. It's like there's a thing actually from Lilo and Stitch, and Stitch is
yep.
saying this. It goes, let me try to do it right now, ready? It's a small and broken, but it's a circle. Yeah. One more stripper house. Ah, house fire. And the kids had me do this one set all day long. Come on, do
the
this.
Kids,
this.
Never
okay,
mind the kids.
Yes.
You had the adults laughing. It was so funny. I was
like,
oh, my goodness, you're killing
yeah,
me.
To do these things to make people laugh. It's like, I'm like, I don't think, like, when I'm talking or if I do, like, a little bit of stand-up, I'm thinking of getting back into stand-up more. And it's like open mic night. It's like to make people laugh, like, to literally, I had a guy. It was in Cambridge, and it was in the Pugsley little bar. I don't know if it's closed or not, but I was working with Donnie Soares. And he's like,
mm-hmm.
He's the guy who actually helped me write my screenplay, The Dishwasher. It's my little action
mm-hmm.
thing. He's the one who actually helped me write it. I give props to Donnie Soares. He's actually a really good comedian in Boston.
Yeah, he is.
Shelly,
so
come
funny.
Do some open mic night. I was like, oh, okay. And it's like, doing the stuff when I worked at a doggy daycare and talking about my love for Jackie Chan. One guy, because he was kind of drunk, he left so hard he fell off his stool on the floor.
Oh,
and I'm going, well, I must be funny. Like, see, I don't know how funny I am, because it's like people are like, you are so funny, because I'm not like one of these quiet little comedians. I'm like very animated and cartoonish, and it's like I'm like, ah, like larger than life when I'm on stage, and it's like,
oh,
people,
yeah,
really laugh.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's hysterical. And it's funny because it just makes the time go by so much quicker. All right, we got 6 minutes left, Shelley. I have the information here. Let me see. For Mr. Okay, here we go. Jay Giannano, he's going to be over a Wednesday, October 21st, at Tequila Rain at 7:30 p.m. It's at 145 Ipswich Street in Boston. That's going to be for the premiere of the movie Scalper. So if you guys are in the area, and if you're not, make plans to be down there. It seems like it's going to be a great time. And then there's going to be some, I think, music and stuff afterwards. So it should be a really good
time.
Yeah,
I think an after party. And, like, Jay's there. He will be there. We'll be there. Charlie and I. Charlie and Shelly Nunchucks.
Absolutely. Yes. As a matter of fact, it's so cool because I was hoping to get Jay on the show. But if I can't, we have these this amazing rap groups. They're going to be on there. And my son's going to be filling in for me because I have to go see Scalpers because it's like I'm not going to miss it. Also, we're going to be going to the Bridge Crusaders. That's going to be at the Regent Theater, and that is located on Medford Street in Arlington. That's going to be at 8 p.m. November 5th, which is a Thursday. So don't miss that either. The tickets are $7. You can buy them online. You can go to ourfilmspace.com and check out under the blog for Z. She's the producer, and get information there as well. And David Garfield, he's got his premiere also at the Regency Theater. That's going to be on November 28th, and that's something you definitely don't want to miss. Also, there's another event going on at the Regency on the 29th, the big Halloween bash going on, incorporated with some films and stuff. And they're actually having a costume contest going, and the winner actually gets to have a little part in their web episodes that they're doing. So that's a good event to go to as well.
That's
cool. It's going to be a good time. It's definitely going to be a good time. So, Shelley, thank you so much once again for being on the show. As usual, an amazing guest making us laugh. I was so much busy talking, I forgot to look at the emails that they were sending questions. So next time, I'll get to them. I swear I will, because you're just an amazing guest, and you're just so much fun to have on the show.
Thank you, big sister.
Shelley's an amazing writer. You can check some of her stuff on Facebook and also on Our Film Space as well. Got a couple of, she actually is in Anna, Korea. You can check that out and see that as well. There's actually going to be another premiere for that in December in Maine, and we have the information. We'll announce that as well. She's got a couple of more projects coming out, and also, of course, she's going to be working on Falkir. Can't wait. That's going to be coming out sometime next year. That's actually going to be a full feature-length movie. It's like going to be like almost a 2-hour movie, lots of action, lots of amazing things, and I'm really excited because it's our first big part, girl. We got to knock it out of the park.
Big sister, little sister, cha-ching!
Cha-ching! And then Jackie's going to be in the house because I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. So I'm going to wrap up the show with Shelley's favorite song because that's the funny thing that happened. She's like, I want you to hear this song, and I'm like, yeah. Little familiar. It turns out that Shelley's favorite song was a song that my boys had done in honor of Mickey Ward, who's a fighter here in the Lowell area, and they did it out for him. So, Shelley, thank you so much for joining me. To all our listeners, have a great night. And here's Shelley's song. This is going up to you, girl. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. But then
for the rich.